Blog Talk Radio.
How y'all doing out there tonight? This is Arthur Joseph Smith coming to you guys live from Revolutionary Gospel News. Tonight I'll be talking about perilous times. The place of worship and fellowship has all but disappeared, and the house of God has become the playground of Satan. Yeah, okay, so people, how y'all doing out there tonight? I hope this is a Sunday night, actually Monday, but it's Sunday. We're entering into Monday. I'm not a Sunday person. That's why I kind of always funny about doing a show on Sunday and not giving praise to God, which he had required Saturday. But in 321 A.D., Constantine changed the date to Sunday. And Catholicism, as you can see, if you looked at my slideshow, you seeing the false prophet. You see him going around the world today. And it's kind of funny because nobody seems to understand what they're looking at. They're looking at this man, and this is, you know, if any of us of I guess, between the ages of 30 and maybe above used to watch these movies called The Left Behind Theory, and we've seen this guy, they would say called the Antichrist, but really it's the false prophet, because the Antichrist is going to be able to bring the Muslim world together, and the false prophet is going to bring that Gentile world together. But the bottom line is, you're seeing this guy go out, and he is the man who's uniting bridges. He's bringing the whole world together, and everybody's looking at all these religious leaders, and to me it's almost like something, to be honest with you, something out of a horror movie. And it's like, because you're seeing this man, and it's like, look at these guys, and they dress, and they wear, like something out of a medieval period, put it that way. And I'm looking at all these people, but every religion in the world, where could a man get such clout? You know, you start thinking about that, and you're looking at that, and you really have to question, how is he able to bring all these people together? How is that possible? You're sitting there, you're looking at him. He's going everywhere, and everybody he's meeting, religious leaders, whether it be the ones you see over here, the people I have on my slideshow, I'm not looking directly at it, but those big-name preachers that we have, even here in America, they all joining behind him. Then he's over in the Eastern Orthodox parts of the world, talking about Pope Francis, people we know what I'm talking about, uniting with him. And he's done something back a couple of years back now on one of his first televised conference, which was on a blood moon, the Easter, the Passover. It was not really Easter, it's Passover. It was the time of Christ's death. You know, Passover, he passed over the Israelites that night. He did not bring death upon their family, but the Egyptian he brought death upon, the firstborn, which is symbolic of not being born again. So we see him doing all these great miracles. I'm going to read what it says, but it tells you, because I'm going to go from right now, and I'm in the Gospel of John, chapter 8 and 44. And actually, I'll pick up Look, let's go to verse 41, start there, and kind of look at what we're seeing, because I realize we're seeing something real great. We're seeing end-time events happen before us. You know, the dissipation of marriage, family, and society as a whole. You see these guys, these Illuminatis, which are people who have infiltrated into our educational system, the dumbing down of America, the dumbing down of civilization. And then you have the Masonry that they're working together, all these secret society handshakes within our government system, as the Bible says in Ephesians, spiritual wickedness in high places, in these so-called religious leaders. But let's look at this. Let's start in John 8 and 41. He says, ye are of your father. Ye are, hold on, people. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then they said, we be not of fornicators, and we have one Father, God. And Jesus said unto them, if you were your father, you would have loved me, for I proceeded forth from my Father. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. God had sent Jesus. Okay, and he said, why do you not understand my speech? And even because you cannot, he said, because you cannot hear my words. It didn't make sense what Jesus was talking to these guys right at the time. The children of Esau also standing there. It didn't make sense. These Pharisees, Sadducees, and the Sanhedrin court. It didn't make sense what he was talking about. They're listening to him. They hear audible words. But when their brain began to try to process it, it was foolishness unto them. Okay, in verse 44, he said, ye are of your father, the devil. He said, the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. He is who brought death into the human family. A lot of people like to blame God when their children die, but that started in the Garden of Eden when he convinced Eve to take of that fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. And they broke about seven commandments, only leaving three that they did not break. It's a little bit more complicated than people make it. They just ate of a fruit and that was it. But that's not the case, because when they ate of that fruit, they were coveting, they were stealing, they told them don't take it. So you know if your mom and dad tell you don't take something, you stole it, then you're listening to somebody who ain't your parent, disobedience to parents. If you put somebody above God, because they put Satan above God, Satan was blaspheming. There's a whole lot that happened at that tree. But he goes on to say he was a murderer from the beginning. He ushered in this. From the very start of this creation, of this planet Earth, Satan, he was the one who brought death to the human family, not God. And he said, abode not in the truth. He said, because there is no truth in him. There is no truth. There is no word of God. There is no reality in him. It said, when he's speaking a lie, he's speaking of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Understand something. He is a liar and the father of it. Why can Pope Francis bring all these people together? It seems like a great miracle. It's a wonder. All these religious leaders, the regular so-called Christians of this nation, the Jews in Israel with the Islamic people, then you're over there in the Hindu land, in Indonesia, all these places, and everybody is coming together to meet him, sit down and have dialogue with him. So everybody who don't know no better, they're looking at what is a wonder. It's a miracle. How can he bring all these people together? And they all have all these different faiths. They have all these different beliefs. Well, the answer is really simple. He is the father of all false teaching, which is the word doctrine. A lot of times people say in church, instead of making it simplified for you, it means teachings. These principles and instructions, you know, these humility, this what they call voluntary humility. All of that comes from him. So the Pope can go out and he can unite these people because Satan is behind it, the father of lies. So he has to be up in a high place of spiritual wickedness because he's able to bring all these people together. And that's one thing when you start dealing with, I don't want to get this lady name wrong, but the lady who came with the Theosophy Society. Then you got later on became like this back in the 1700s, then you had the Masons and the Illuminatis, you know. A lot of people don't understand the difference between the two. These groups working together, that's like on the humanism side of it, but at the same time, they're trying to mix this counterfeit religion. There are all these counterfeit religions really around the world, but they're all one and the same, so you're able to join them together because Satan is the father of lies. If you look at Revelation 13, and you see, because Revelation 13 has been written in reversal. It is not written, it's written from back from the ending of the story to the beginning of the story. So the first part you see Antichrist himself, where he receives his power. We see in verse 2, it says the beast was like the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. In Revelation 13, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, that devil, that old serpent, in his seat in great authority. Because you see here in Revelation 12, and 9, and it says, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, okay, and Satan, which deceived, ETH deceived the whole world, and he was cast out into the earth. Angels were cast out with him. That's what you're seeing. You're seeing that now, who deceived the world through all these so-called religions. And you see these men making all these people, so these multitudes of people are following these people. They're all following them. And they're coming together, and they're looking at the Pope, and the Pope looks so good, and wow, how can he do this? And, you know, you're looking at this man, he's actually grabbing everybody, and all the religions are together, and to the naive and to the blind. That's the false prophet. The false prophet is deceiving the whole world. And I'm going to get into Thessalonians, but let's look at what he talks about where the enemy, if I'm correct on my verse here, it's going to be Isaiah 59, because I've always looked at that particular scripture as he was talking, about, yes, 59 and 19, as he was talking about the enemy shall come in like a flood. It says, so shall they, and this is Isaiah 59, it says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west in his glory of rising of the sun. He says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. The enemy shall come in like a flood. And he said, and God, the spirit of the Lord, the power and authority of God is going to lift up a standard against him. And that's something that I'm going to be doing. I want to go back and do a series because I realize there's some stuff that we're missing, addition of the church today, and no true leaders out there leading the people or instructing them. And look, this is verse 14, and it talks about, I mean, not verse 14, I'm looking at Revelations 12 and 15. It says, and the serpent cast out of his mouth water after the woman, after Israel, after the kingdom of God, that he may cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon cast out of his mouth, the father of all lies. So the earth, the carnal, the firstborn, those who have never been born again, those who really do not know Jesus, has received these false teachings. And as you can see, just from my slideshow, they're in great number all over the world, all these different religions. It's always funny because it is but one spirit, but yet you have all these people out here with different churches. And I used to think that was just more on the line of the church, but I realized the kingdom of God, because that's where he really saw it. But I talked about that last time, how they had taken the word out there. They translated the word and replaced the word ekklesia with kakusu, a Greek word, because ecclesia cannot be translated into church. It can only be translated into a called out one. But the word kakousa, and as I told you, I'm not a Greek major, it can only be translated into lord or ruler house. So that falls back into this Catholicism, because that has to have been inserted around that time so that Constantine and them can keep control over the people. And so you see the people swallowed it up. And the Bible told us clearly, you know, we know we're perilous times. We're in these dangerous times, because when you deal with verse 24 of Matthew's, or verse 3 and 24, he said, "Then he said, and set up on the Mount of Olives, and the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the signs of thy coming, and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, that no man mislead you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of war like you're doing now. And see that you be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass. They've got to happen. But the end is not yet." We go on to let you know kingdom was going to rise against kingdom. That's for your reading. So you see what he said. He told us the very first thing was there going to be all these false religions. And you see right now gathering around the world. The Pope is out gathering his countrymen. I'm going back to verse 13, time permits, because this is another thing in 2 Thessalonians. Why did these things come about? What was preventing them from all these other times and eras of history? He said, "Now we beseech you, brethren," and this is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. "We beseech you," they begged the brethren at that time, "by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and our being, and our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, don't be troubled, or be troubled, neither by spirit or by word, nor by letter, for as from us, that day of Christ is at hand." Let no man, in other words, the day is hand in hand, it was present. See, they were telling them, people were already saying, "Christ's going to return, Christ will return," back then. But he was saying, don't be troubled. He was talking to those first century Christians. It's not yet. It's not time yet. He said, now, here is what he said. Now, when you see this, he says, "No, that the time was near." He said, "Let no man deceive you." Now, he's saying, pay close attention by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. And that man of sin be revealed, the Antichrist, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is God, so that he in the temple of God, in other words, in the temple mount, showing himself that he is God, changing principles and ordinances around the world. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now you know what was holding it back, that he might be revealed in his time. He says, for the mystery of iniquity do already work. It was already in action in people in his day. Satan already went to work to make the kingdom of God be hidden, make the truth be hidden, that true house of God. Only he who now let it will let it until he be taken out of the way. He said, then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. But he told you, except there come a falling away first. This is the problem. And this is where we are today. He said, know this, and this is 2 Timothy chapter 3. He said, this know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. They're going to be present. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemy. You know, they love their own selves. You look at these preachers today, because that's what this is dealing with. This is not dealing with your average lay member in the church. This is dealing with those who would be in charge, that great falling away. He said, many shall come in his name. Okay, deceiving many. He said, blasphemers, speaking evil of the word of God. Disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. He said, without natural affection. That's why they don't mind hustling. They're not scared of God because they have not seen his true wrath this shed upon their life. Truth breakers, false accusers, accusing people who are righteous in their congregation of things they're not guilty of. Incontents, fierce, despisers of those that are good. He says, then goes on and says, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than of Holy Ghost and the facilitator of this Bible. From such turn away. He said, notice this, that's what I'm telling you, this preacher. Now, six is going to give you a clue to who these people are. Verse 6, he said, for of this sort are they which have crept into houses and laid captive silly women, led away with things, with divers lust. Captive silly women, those who don't know their place, those who do not understand the basic principle of their husband. Which you see, these are those who crept in. In other words, they come in, took the family to church unaware that that man's about to capture your wife's mind. She's silly, though, because if she knew her place, she would reject that kind of madness coming from him. And she would know, that's my husband. It's a little wife, let her husband have one wife, or let every man have his own wife. Okay? So automatically, there's a problem. And he lets you know the husband is the head of the wife, but all of a sudden she puts her pimp, that I call him nowadays, and she becomes his concubine. But he said, let a woman be under her husband, or the head of the woman is the husband, and the head of the man is Christ, Scripture. But she jumps ship because now he makes her feel better. He makes her feel special. You can do more. Don't listen to that man. See, this is the garbage that goes on in our church today. I came out of that. And today I was thinking, I said, I really need to make some serious adjustments to my life because there's a lot of people really walking in blindness. God doesn't give us knowledge not to do nothing with it. He blessed me with the books I have. I didn't write those books and, like, I just did that. If I was proud of boasters, like I did that, that was God giving me the revelation. The very first book, The Revival of the Roman Empire, that's Daniel's vision, wrote in his accuracy. Okay? He gave me that. I didn't come up with that. I don't feel nowhere near Daniel. I can't carry the man's shoes, okay? But he blessed me with that vision. The revival of the Roman Empire, the rise of the Antichrist and return of Christ. Seeing world government all the way down according to scriptures and what we've seen historically also. And then there was the devil workshop that God blessed me with. The devil workshop breaks down what the true teaching of the church is, of the kingdom of God is, and how they've added all these different traditions. The devil workshop, the rise of the history of the church, and the rise of the call. And then the last book is called The Caliphate, Rise of the Islamic Nation in Temple Mount. That book, all of them, blessed by God. I didn't come up with that. There's no way on earth my brain works like that. But these men have come in. They have got these women believing them over the word of God, like Satan told them. He told Eve in the garden, you should not surely die. When in the chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians, it lets you know women were not to be preachers. In 2 Timothy 2, or 1 Timothy, if I'm correct, I'm not looking directly. But in the Timothy, they let you know women were not to be preachers. And these men tell these women they can overstep those principles. Yet it's 1 Timothy chapter 2. It talks about 11, talking about let your woman learn in silence with all subjection to their husband, not to the preacher. Led these silly women captive. Okay? And he said, and went on to tell you, he said, what I said, and so ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. They're always in church, but they're not really learning what the true gospel is. Now, as Joannes and Jobim withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate, reject. Concerning the faith, rejects according to the word of God. They're not following these principles. And they shall proceed no farther, for their folly shall be manifested unto all men as theirs were. So the condition of the church has to be right now. The kingdom of God, the church of the called out ones, have to be in a deteriorated state, because now you see the false prophet standing up with all these lying wonders. 11, in Revelation 13, it said, I beheld another beast come up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, looking to be like his spiritual leader. And he spake as a dragon, a slanderer, a deceiver, as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast, in other words, the Antichrist, before him, and caused the earth and all them which dwell therein to worship the first beast. In other words, the Pope is going to be behind him, turning all man heart to the Antichrist. But look at what he's doing already. That who deadly wounds were healed. And he do great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven out of the earth in the sight of man. Look at these wonders. These are wonders. But if you understand the devil is the father of all lies, do you understand the influence? You understand the teachings? You know, you got the humanist groups, that Illuminati, Masonry. The Bible don't always tell us how you're going to turn the wheel, but he tells you what's happening. If he bless you to understand the insight into that, that's God. He bless you with that. But that's how they're working. They're working on one side, and Satan working on the other side. He got all these people belong to them. They're not born again people. Like the Bible says in John 3:3, he said, except that man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He can't understand what the true kingdom of God look like. Verse 5 says, except a man is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So you have all these men out here running as if they're going to help you get into the kingdom of God, but yet themselves have never obeyed the word. He never obeyed the true plan of salvation. And so you have that going on. They're not understanding what the water and spirit is and how the name of Jesus is tied into his blood. You know, they don't tell you that Acts 2:38, that you have to repent and be everyone and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for what? The remission of your sins. So if you have never done that, you're still in sin. So how are you going to see the kingdom of God in its correct manner? The Bible tells you, except the Spirit said, when the Spirit of truth has come, and this is the Gospel of John 16, he shall guide you in all truth, not some truth, not truth and lies, but all truth. Okay? So you've never been born again. You've never been, as it said, next to it, they said, repent and be baptized, everyone, in the name of Jesus Christ for what? The remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Don't have the Holy Ghost. But you understand the Bible, though, anyway, right? And he said, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Ghost, you got you in all truth. How do you know you're a believer? How do you know you're saved if you've never been baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost? The Bible, Acts 19, talks about that. It talks about how the believer, or these people believe, but they weren't saved. And he asked them, have they received the Holy Ghost since they believed? And they said, we have not so much as heard of being the Holy Ghost. We didn't know that was a requirement to be a part of the kingdom of God. And he asked them, how were they baptized? I'm paraphrasing people. Then he said, that's a John baptism. And then he goes on a little farther and he says, then he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And when he laid hands on them, they all were filled with the Holy Ghost. Okay? So you see, these people couldn't come apart, come visible and active until the church, the kingdom of God, has gone off into this perilous times, lover of themselves, not concerned with the word of God. They weren't. It's just a pleasure. You're reprobating. Everybody following me. You got all these other little religions out here running behind them, but they have no understanding that there's one spirit. There's but one truth. There's not multiple truths. And I thank you guys for coming out today to hear this show. Plan on getting better at what I'm doing, people. I'm going to run a series because I realize a lot of times we're talking, but how many do you really know Jesus? How do you know what's the benefit of him coming to you? You know, when he came and died, who is Jesus? Is he God? Is he the Son of God? I'm going to start my little series out on Tuesday, and I haven't figured out a name for yet, but I'm going to talk about who is Jesus and what does he have to offer you? You know, versus this garbage we're hearing. You know, we hear a lot of stories, but Do you know who Jesus is? Do you know the real Jesus? You can only have a relationship with somebody that you really know. I'd like to thank you guys once again for coming out to Revolutionary Gospel News. Thank you guys for your time, and I'll see you guys back on Tuesday. It's going to be early Tuesday, probably around 11:30, then on Wednesday back at 10. All right, you guys have a great evening.